Welcome to the Bob Siegel Show podcast on the Cross Global Media Radio Network. Visit cgmradio.com/Bob to subscribe on your favorite podcasting platform.
Welcome to the Bob Siegel Show, our theme, Christianity and its relationship to politics and pop culture. Well, it's time to talk once again about Donald Trump. I haven't done that in a while, at least not in a lot of detail. I've talked about him here and there, just not with the detail. Certainly, I have continued to talk about the news in general. I hit current events a lot. That's an important part of this program. But as the infamous January 6th faded into the horizon, I saw no point in wallowing about what happened to President Trump. Now, don't get me wrong. I hate what happened in the last election, and make no mistake, let me say this loudly, let me say this clearly, I am convinced beyond a shadow of a doubt that Trump won that election hands down, that it was stolen from him brazenly. In fact, that was the strategy, to make it so brazen and so open and so obvious that its obviousness came across as too outlandish and too outrageous to accept, because most people forget that something can be outrageous and still be the truth, still be a fact of life, still be an evil of life that actually happened. I know more believe Biden was capable of winning the role of president than I believe he is capable of stringing three coherent sentences together. He probably doesn't even know that they stole the election on his behalf. But if he did know, he wouldn't care. It would be just fine with him, because even when the man's brain actually worked, his conscience didn't. He could no more refuse to cheat than he could stop sniffing women. Biden did not win honestly in November. That was obvious to anybody with eyes just watching and listening to his campaign from the basement. But we have so much more, so much hard evidence on the election itself, including sworn affidavits of eyewitnesses, shenanigans with ballots caught on video, secretaries of state changing their election laws ahead of time in flat-out violation of the clear wordings of the Constitution. Still, despite all that, I have accepted the election results not as truth, but rather as something we have to live with. More specifically put, I do not believe the reported results, but I do believe life goes on. At least it might have gone on if the enemies of Trump had allowed it to go on, which they have not and are not planning to do in the future. More of that in a moment. Anyway, I accept that we have a new president, not a duly elected president, but certainly a duly selected president. One still needs to speak about the condition of our country. This I have done often. I have continued to address the challenges ahead for any who want to hold on to a constitutional republic. I have done this without constantly revisiting the election, because pretty much what I had to say, I already said in the weeks preceding the election and the months following the election. Those podcasts are still available. They are very full, very detailed. Go to cgmradio.com/Bob. That's cgmradio.com/Bob to review them or listen for the first time. Or if you are already a subscriber, you should still have every show linked on your listening device. Those programs are preserved for posterity, as long as the thought police allows. That should be at least another 5 minutes or so, right? In those shows, I have spoken about the true reasons people in power hate Trump. I have offered all kinds of evidence for election fraud, so the detail is still there whenever you want it. But today, I will not be assuming that I need to replicate detail. Instead, we are long overdue for some quick review, because frankly, whether we accept the election results or not, they are planning on going after Trump supporters, anybody who did support him in the last election. It has already begun with people on the Trump team or public figures very outspoken on behalf of Trump. It's continued with people who were part of the January 6th protest. In time, it might just be a matter of going after anyone who even voted for Trump. That has already happened in some workplaces, some schools. Last week, leaked documents from an Iowa school showed pressure being placed upon teachers features to portray Make America Great Again as a type of racism and white supremacy. No big surprise, we expect that from today's education system. That's extremely sad and extremely dangerous, but we do expect it. It's a little more critical when it comes from the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. He blamed January 6th on white rage. White rage. How nice. Such a thoughtful, responsible comment from a key military leader, as if he's unaware how many people of color were also part of the Washington rally, as if he's unaware of how many people of color support Trump in general and have for years. While being grilled by one of the few Washington representatives who still follows his conscience, Matt Gaetz, General Mike Riley said,
"I want to understand white rage, and I'm white, and I want to understand it. So what is it that caused thousands of people to assault this building and try to overturn the Constitution of the United States of America? What caused that? I want to find out. I've read Mao Tse-Tung. I've read Karl Marx. I've read Lenin."
Wow, what a sensitive man, so modern, so open, so humble, so personally introspective, or here's another way to put it, such a cowardly, pathological liar, such a disgrace. Either that, or he doesn't even have the brains to be chief of staff. My friends, this narrative and all narratives about Trump are poison to the soul. A well-thought-out, gigantic lie to the masses. They are hoping you are just that stupid. They want you to believe that Donald Trump was put in power by white supremacists. Millions of African Americans voted for Trump. Trump also has the support of so many African American leaders and celebrities. These include Candace Owens, Kanye West, Diamond and Silk, Larry Elders, Ben Carson, Pastor Daryl Scott, Dr. Elvita King, niece of Martin Luther King. Millions of Asians voted for Trump. Millions of Latinos voted for Trump. Latino Border Patrol agents absolutely love Trump. Trump because he protects the border. Are all these people white supremacists? Now, think carefully about my question. Don't just react. I didn't ask if you like Trump. You can love Trump. You can hate Trump. I don't care. Just answer the question, the specific question. This isn't rocket science. How can Trump's election be a product of white supremacy when so many people of color voted for him? Honestly, I am so sick and tired of this lie. It rivals the stuff Goebbels used to feed Germany. According to Breitbart, the November 2020 exit poll suggests that 1 in 3 Latino men voted for Trump, along with 1 in 6 black men. The exit poll also suggests that women and non-whites are a 59.6% majority of Trump's coalition, in contrast to the media's suggestion that white men form a majority of Trump's coalition. Those facts should speak for themselves. But here's another fact. The people disseminating this narrative about racism know it's a lie. They themselves don't believe it for a moment. They knew Trump personally long before he ran for president. They knew Trump well long before he ran for president. He was friends with Chuck Schumer. He was friends with Jesse Jackson. He was so cozy with the Clintons that Hillary invited him to her daughter Chelsea's wedding. No, the problem with the left is not that they believe Trump is a racist. The problem with the left is that Trump thinks out loud, speaks without a filter, and is a quick study. They knew that a populist like that, should he make it to Washington, would discover the deep state, an apparatus that involves Democrats and rhino Republicans working together quietly beneath the scenes. That is why they tried to get him impeached and removed from office. That is why they fixed the second election. That is why they want to silence his supporters. Well, I won't be silenced. I will continue speaking out on behalf of the Constitution while we still have a Constitution. Don't fall for this, my friends. Instead, use your head. Use the brain God gave you. Donald Trump is not a racist. Donald Trump is a threat to tyrannical power. And the way the left shuts down any threat today is to call them a racist. That's their one card. They are accusing him of just exactly what they themselves are doing. And that comes right out of the Marxist playbook, which General Miley brags about reading, incidentally. For that reason, any who follow Trump are a threat. We were told to stop talking about the election fraud after just the first couple of weeks. The Democrats called the election fraudulent for 4 years. 4 years. We were told to shut up after 4 weeks. I don't know if Trump will get reelected in 2024. A lot of fellow conservatives are counting on that. I am not telling myself that it has to happen. I am telling myself that we cannot repeat what already happened. We must have election integrity, not Trojan horse election cheating licenses passed by Congress and sold as election integrity. We must stop the attempt to transform our constitutional republic into a banana republic. That will happen only with courage. And courage comes from God, not from Oz. From God. In the land of Oz, we have only the man behind the curtain, just as in Washington, we have several people behind the curtain pulling Biden's strings. Since Biden has no idea what's going on, it's easy. But those who know what's going on are considered a threat. It is no longer merely about standing for Trump. It's now about standing for freedom, period. Unfortunately, the left will not separate the two. And so, neither will I. This is Bob Siegel making the obvious obvious.
The Bob Siegel Show podcast is a production of Bob Siegel and Cross Global Media. Visit us online and subscribe to the show at cgmradio.com/Bob.